Welcome to Witness Wednesday. I'm your host, Pastor Mark Wood, with the LCMS Office of National Mission here in the KFUO studios with Andy Bates.
Good morning.
Good morning, Andy.
A blessed Easter.
Yeah, the Easter tide is upon us, and we've celebrated the resurrection of our Lord, and everything's new. Everything's fresh. Everything's different.
Bright and colorful.
Or is it?
Hmm?
Oh. You know, Easter changes everything, doesn't it?
Including my waistline.
Yeah, well, but it really changes everything about our lives, you know, that we're people of the resurrection. We're people who live in the victory that Jesus won on the cross of Calvary, in the glory of God revealed in the raising up of Jesus from the tomb. We know death is defeated. Death is defeated. We can be bold. There's nothing left to fear. But has it really impacted us in that way? Or is it just like we're back to the routine already?
Well, I think it does. As one of my coworkers was saying to me recently, before Easter, was sharing with me how she was excited. She was just looking forward to Easter. She was so excited because looking forward to, you know, the celebration that it is, and that it doesn't just stop there.
It doesn't. It doesn't. And it's not just because Easter's a season in the church year.
Yeah.
It's the season in which we live, and it's the time in which we live. And not just as God's people in the world, but especially as God's witnesses in the world.
I think I may forget it from time to time. Forget that.
Sure. We get caught up in all the death and destruction and all the things that are part of our fallen world, and we forget that we're people of the resurrection. And we have good news to share with people who are caught up and still trapped in sin and death and no way out unless we tell them of this victory that Christ has won, not just for us, but for them. Because his death on the cross wasn't limited to just a select few people. His death on the cross was for all people. The sins of every human being who ever has lived, is now living, or will live in the future have been washed away by the blood of Jesus. We want people to know that. And Easter gives us that opportunity to engage people, to talk about that. So we were recently on a trip, and my wife asked, the little girl had sat by the window seat in our row, and she was traveling with her mother, but they got split up because they, you know, had late boarding passes. And so she asked her, are you celebrating Easter? How do you do that? And the girl's like, well, we don't go to church. We really don't know. I mean, it's spring break. That's fun. That's exciting.
Well, at least she knew that Easter was a church holiday.
Well, she said her birthday fell on Easter one year. So she knew it was something, but she didn't know what it was about. Now, that might strike us as odd that somebody doesn't know what Easter is about because we're so immersed in the church world. Mm-hmm. We know Easter is the resurrection of Jesus. But for how many people in our culture today is Easter just some church holiday, but it's really more about the bunnies and the eggs and the candy and the egg hunts and all the trappings.
Spring. Yeah.
Yeah, a spring festival of some kind.
I was looking for Easter greeting cards recently, and not one of them said anything about Jesus rising from the dead. Right. Lots of them about spring and flowers.
And we can lament that and should. But more importantly, we should do something about it. We have this great opportunity. You just starting a conversation with somebody saying, well, how did you spend Easter? What did you do to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus? And they're like, what are you talking about? Don't know what you're talking about. What do you mean Easter? We celebrated Easter. Yeah, family got together, kind of like we do at Christmas or 4th of July or Thanksgiving. It's just a holiday. It doesn't mean anything more than that. So how do we live then as people of the resurrection? How do we make use of that as we go out into our world and engage people as witnesses of Jesus? And we are witnesses of his resurrection, aren't we?
Indeed.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't just some historical thing that happened a long time ago and we're trying to regurgitate it.
Well, his word says we are witnesses, right?
That's right. We are witnesses, and we're firsthand witnesses of his resurrection, because when we were baptized into Christ, we were first buried into his death. And then we were raised up in his resurrection. So it's not just something that happened. It's something that we've experienced. And that, you know, that reinforces our role as witnesses, because as witnesses, we're called to tell people what we know to be true. To be a witness means I'm relating to people something that I have witnessed, something I've experienced, observed, I know to be true. And the resurrection of Jesus isn't just something we read about, it's something that we've experienced. And so we start thinking about ourselves in that way. That has a big impact on how we share Easter with other people.
Never thought about that in that way before, as being a firsthand witness,
right?
Because of my baptism.
Because of your baptism. By virtue of your baptism, you have shared in that Easter experience. And yes, shared in the Good Friday experience too. You know, the being buried with him into death and raised with him into new life, as Romans talks about. So.
Makes me think of that one hymn from Good Friday. Were you there when they crucified my Lord?
And the answer would be?
By virtue of my baptism, yes.
Yes, I was there. I was. My sins were put to death. I was put to death. The old Adam in me is no more. Unfortunately, in that resurrection party, kind of came along for the ride, and I still have to contend with him. But even that gives us an opportunity to bear witness, to say, look, I know I'm not perfect. I know Easter's happened and I've experienced it, but I don't have its fullness yet. I still live in this world. I still struggle with my weaknesses and temptation, but I know what waits me. I know what's coming. I live in anticipation of it. Do you know what's coming? Do you live in joyful anticipation of one day being freed from all this? Most people in our culture would say no. They live with uncertainty as to what's going to come in the future. Or they live with this false idea that there is nothing beyond this life. And even that, at best, is depressing.
Yeah.
You know, they live in this life for this life only, and when they die, they go to nothing. Well, that doesn't give you much to look forward to. So we have this message that all comes out of our Easter experience with Jesus to share with the world, that brings hope, brings encouragement. It's a lot more uplifting than, you know, I'm going to die and go to nothing. And it speaks to the other problem we have when we encounter people talking about the life to come. It speaks to the idea that all of us are going to get there anyway, however it takes, you know, whatever path we've chosen, we all end up in the same place. Because the resurrection, well, it just stands in opposition to that whole idea. And so we look at the life of Apostle Paul, and he's going around, and, you know, he could have spoken a message that would have won over a lot of people, but he just insisted on talking about the resurrection, and they considered it foolishness. And it's not because Paul didn't want to be successful. It's because he knew that the resurrection was central to the message that he was sharing. And it still is central to the message that we share, because it's central to our life in Christ. You take away the resurrection, what do we have?
Death.
Death. We have what the world has. But you put the resurrection into play, and we have something the world doesn't have and can't even approximate. We have life in it's all of its fullness, and not just life in its fullness now, but life in its fullness for eternity. Can we keep that to ourselves?
No.
No, we can't. It's too good, because it's not just for us. It goes back to that thing. It's for everybody.
And there's far more substance to that than any candy. You know, and granted, there's nothing wrong with having candy to, you know, celebrate Easter, but that's not what it's all about, right?
It's easy to get distracted from what it's all about.
Sure.
And so Easter has come and gone for the people of the world, but Easter has come and stays with God's people. So even though there's all the eggs have been found. At least I hope they've been found. As long as that one is like, uh-oh.
Especially if you're using real eggs.
Yeah, that's, you don't want to find those 6 months from now. But, you know, Easter comes and goes for the world. All the trappings of Easter as the world celebrates it are put away. But Easter for us continues every single day. We rise with Christ in the newness of life. And we take that newness of life out into our everyday lives to share it with the people that God's, you know, put into our lives as his witnesses, because we have seen, we have tasted that the Lord is good. We have been buried with him and raised with him. And this good news is just too much to keep to ourselves.
So we end up speaking about it. We end up singing about it. We end up, having conversations with people next to us on the airplane or in other places.
Yeah. We end up living in the resurrection.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Well, very good. Well, Witness Wednesday, the resurrection, what do we have to look forward to next? Obviously, living as people, living in the resurrection, what do we have to look forward to next time?
Well, next time we get together, we'll talk a little bit about Everyone as Witness Evangelism program, where things are right now and what we're working on, and the exciting things that are coming as resources for LCMS congregations.
A blessed week living in the resurrection.
And you too.